has reported that 121,965 public employees have been laid off and not recalled since the enactment of Proposition 13, mostly Black, Indian, and Chicano. The District of Columbia has won congressional approval of a constitutional amendment, as you know, that will give the district voting representative a representation in Congress. However, the amendment must now be submitted to 50 states for ratification. 38 states must ratify in 7 years, and it's likely that that will not happen because of the deep, deep resentment to the law, the bill, by the South. So U.S. does all these window dressing games to try to kid people that there's changes taking place. The National Council of Churches announced this week that it has closed its account with Continental Illinois Bank and Trust Company because of the bank's refusal to stop lending money to the dread fascist state of South Africa, Union of South Africa. The council has also considered closing its payroll account with Citibank and Chase Manhattan Bank in New York for the same reason. The council is an interfaith organization of Eastern Orthodox and Protestant churches in America with a total membership of 40 million. It recently donated $85,000 to liberation forces in Zimbabwe. Now, in no way does the National Council of Churches headquarters represent the individual church. There's been great resentment. In fact, there have been many, in talk of perhaps 75% withdrawal from the National Council of Churches. But Professor Tropp, we should get immediately upon the fact of us writing letters praising them for this stand and inviting them here, telling them the beauty of this community and how brave we think their stance is. Now, we shall continue as a few more. As you know, Chief Imam Muhammad resigns due to financial affairs not being what they are supposed to be and rumors that he has been an agent in the destruction of the Nation of Islam. However, one cannot speak about that with absolute certainty at this point. The Nigerian Constituent Assembly has approved a new constitution that calls for a political system similar to that of the Soviet Union. The constitution provides for a president elected to a four-year term with a fixed number of seats for each republic and the House of Chambers, Presidium, Politburo, whose makeup will be determined on the basis of population. The new situation has been formally presented to Chief of State Lieutenant General Olusegun Obasanjo, O-B-A-S-A-N-G-O. Nigeria has been under military rule since 1966. Return to civilian rule is scheduled in October 1979. However, this does not necessarily mean it will be a pro-Soviet. Nigeria has moved away from its dependency upon U.S. and its imperialist allies. Two-nation summit. President Augustino Neto of Angola and Mobutu Sese Seko of Zaire held two-nation summit meeting again in Kinshasa in an attempt to reconcile all differences. Neto arrived in the city with a 97-member delegation to start and repeated military invasions in the region. The reconciliation could lead to all sorts of new alliances and coalitions. It is considered a breakthrough that was brought about, as you know, by the People's Republic Marxist-Leninist pro-Soviet of the Congo. They opened, you know, the vital Benguela, B-E-N-G-U-E-L-A radio. Smith threatens. Prime Minister Smith, Ian Smith, has threatened to invade and destroy Zambia and Mozambique as and has initiated other policies in an attempt to rally support for the troubled government after receiving the lift of arms ban and aid ban by our U.S. Congress that ought to cause us to hang our heads in shame because it's their planes, our planes, U.S. planes, that's doing the dirty work. Smith is in an address to nation. In an address to nations, said he was imposing a form of restricted martial law, promised to liquidated internal groups associated with the liberation fighters, and invade the two neighboring countries if he felt like it to bring the guerrilla forces to surrender. The Soviet Union responded that they would equip Zambia and Mozambique completely if any such action took place. Well, always more moves. The Nazis move south. South African Minister of Sports and National Education has announced that the South African white South Africans will survive because they are descendants of the Nazi race. The minister, Dr. Pret Kornhoff, said, "As long as God wills it, we have a wonderful future because we are descended from the German race." Kornhoff received a PhD in anthropology from Oxford and is one of the leaders of the fascist regime that we supported with our tax dollars to the tune of $1 billion this year, not to mention another $11 billion pouring into Union of South Africa by the multinational corporate giants of U.S. capitalism. Prince warns Carter. Crown Prince Fahd of Saudi Arabia said last week that President Carter must be strict with Israel. The prince also said that Carter's Camp David meeting will not be acceptable in the Middle East. Crown Prince Fahd said the Camp David summit will be rejected by the Arab world. Either peace will be achieved or the door will be closed forever, he said. He said he also called on the United States to pressure Zionist Israel. We believe, said the Saudi of Arabia, one of the richest nations in the world, that the United States should be strict and decisive with the expansionist and fascist nation of Israel. That's quite a statement from Saudi of Arabia, because the Saudi of Arabia is very conservative also. Chinese anger. The People's Republic of China has branded Vietnam the Cuba of Asia. In a dispatch received in Hong Kong, the new Chinese agency, charged Hanoi with serving Soviet interests in the regions. The communique said the Soviet Union is using two pair of pincers to gain ascendancy, upper hand over the United States in Asia and Africa. A pair of pincers in the Cuban forces in Africa, and the other is Vietnam, known as the Cuba of Asia. The Cubans, that's the Chinese point of view. However, by the statement of even Radio Sweden, it has been China that has provoked the activities along the Vietnamese border. We shall fuel fights for survival, trying to give you a little of your local news. Proposal to purchase and renovate the building that now houses the Fillmore Community Food Store and the El Hajik Malik El Shabazz School. We soon forthcoming to School Director Sam Shepard. The proposal to the San Francisco Development Agency is part of the group's attempt to block a group from purchasing the site at 630 Gulf Street and turning it into a $1,000 membership private club for white opera patrons, but a little is really expected to go down to be accepted. The Uptown Theater, located at the corner of Steiner and Sutter, has been torn down to make way for a parking lot on a new theater to be patronizing the whites. Little by little, the Fillmore is being edged out for black people. Kill for wrong man. A white man who killed a black man in San Francisco because he brought him the wrong brand of cigarettes was sentenced to 50 days in jail. Well, that is very interesting. That's mighty. My God, my God, my God. I cannot believe all this. I really cannot believe it. 50 days in jail. Police want Brown. The California Organization of Police and Sheriffs endorsed Governor Brown for re-election. Why not? He's sold out. He's become a law and order man. Says he's going to crack down on welfare recipients, and he's for tax cuts. President Gail Crowley, sergeant on leave from the San Francisco Police Department, said Brown had an outstanding record on behalf of law enforcement in California, and he placed equal importance on the governor's attitude toward rights for rank-and-file officers. We're concerned about the laws on the books, and we're also concerned about our own rights, said Crowley. Crowley is known to be a fascist in the San Francisco police. That's the end of Brown, in my mind. That is the end. And we can see that kind of shit come from Brown. He has had to turn completely around. Soviet Union and China ends Soviet ties. And China's Vice Premier, Xi Jinping, said his nation won't renew a 30-year-old defense pact with the Soviet Union that expires in 1980. The pact called for an alliance against Japan and all other enemies, including the USA. Japan recently signed a friendship treaty with Peking and expressed concern about China's part with the Soviet Union. Japan, in a notice, say again, reassures the Soviets. The Japanese Foreign Minister Suano Sanada told his nation, Parliament, that the Japan-China Peace and Friendship Treaty will not mean Tokyo, Peking, and Washington will gang up against the Soviet Union. However, the Soviets are not reassured. Sanada also told the Assembly that Japan will not yield to any pressure from China to break with Moscow, but it will not yield to pressure from Moscow if Moscow decides to act against Japan because of its improved relations with the Chinese. Moscow has called the treaty anti-Soviet with an absolute clause against hegemony directed purposely at the Soviet Union and a Japanese capitulation to China, which they say have the greatest ambitions of all, the most expansionist aims in the area today. A little bit about the Fillmore, where some of you came from. In the Western edition, over 40% of the workforce is unemployed. That make you want to go back to San Francisco? These facts, along with the fact that no more than 136 housing units are planned for the area, would seem to paint a rather bleak picture. And there is no other encouraging data from the report. More inflation. Inflation is particularly hitting the black and Indian neighborhoods. 11.2% increase of inflation, cost of living price index for the average black Indian minority householder since June. That's outrageous, folks. Vacant housing woes. A report by General Accounting Office released last week said abandoned houses in American cities are a visual symbol of a study conducted at the University of California Medical Center in San Diego said that Muslims and Adventists and the various other people such as the Mormons has found that vegetarian mothers who breastfeed their babies and don't take a vitamin supplement may be increasing their chances that babies will suffer a severe, sometimes fatal, nutritional deficiency. It might interest you that our food is so well balanced that our iron deficiency is better here than it was in the States. You don't have to have a lot of meat, but you have to have other foods that have proteins in them. And we have a balanced diet. Pauline Groot has something that should be read at some time, as I've mentioned, over the air, because it is a remarkable show of how well we are feeding our people. 2 days before the Camp David summit came to a successful conclusion and everything has been said to be collapsing. Out of desperation, they called the Defense Minister Azur Visnif. Then they called Secretary of State Vance. Vance called President Carter, and the President came hopping down to talk with the ten head men when Sadat said I was under detention. After a quarter of an hour, what happened in that quarter of an hour, Sadat will not say, but he was accusing of being held in detention and being coerced into signing agreements contrary to the interest of the Arab people. But he added, thinking of Carter, we shall face the possible, whatever it is. What happened, according to some observers, is this. The president probably promised Sadat that if the Egyptian leader, Egypt, as the Russians would say, softened his position on demanding an immediate Israeli commitment of total withdrawal from the West Bank and the concept of neutralization of all military zones over this area, he, Carter, would significantly increase American economic and military aid to Egypt and also encourage Western countries to invest in Egypt, portraying it as a solid investment. little is known as to whether this will appease the rest of the Arabs that are greatly concerned, such as the Saudi of Arabia and Syria and Jordan, which are powerful, powerful nations, as well as Lebanon. Sadat listened to the president, listened to the president, and then yielding, doing what he might have intended to do from the very beginning anyway, but gaining much in the process. One must start with the simple fact that Sadat is an Egyptian nationalist, an Egyptian and an Arab second, as he told a group of reporters while he was still in Washington. The Egyptian people are the creek of the Arab world. We have the universities, we have the capabilities and the aspects of military power for over 30 years now. The Egyptians have gone to war with Israel and tried to make peace with Israel first, taking the most casualties, sacrificing their interests for the larger aims of the Arab world that used to be, that used to drive Israel into the sea, and which now have been resolved as forcing Israel to return to the 1967 borders to restore Arab rights and to set up an independent Palestine state on the west bank of the Gaza Strip. With a corridor running through Israel to connect these two pieces of territory, Sadat has shown the wisdom and the foresight that it is better to get something than nothing, which is what he decided to settle for the West Bank. As for the Sinai, which is Egypt's primary concern, Sadat has done even better than that. He has gotten virtually everything. Total Israeli withdrawal. Even though the Jews represent several millions in the United States, it is clear that Brzezinski has decided to sell out the Jews in his new Superman Nazi policies. As he brags, you know, about genocide, you must read closely on that board and be aware of Brzezinski. He is the man that backed both Republican and Democrat candidates, so by any means he would be the head of the national security, the chief advisor to the president, the one that has his finger on the nuclear bomb and says that nuclear war is inevitable, that it must come to pass, and that people who are afraid of it are egocentric. Shows how dumb he is, because, as I say, he should have said ethnocentric. The probable dismantling of 18 Israeli settlements, the Israeli pullout from three major air bases in the Sinai. Sadat says he was not offered a separate peace with Israel. In this respect, Sadat gets his cake and eats it too. He gets a separate peace with Israel if all works out well. But at the same time, he is provided with the Jordanians and the local Palestinians with a formula for negotiating similar peace agreements with Israel. It's even said that if the Jordanians refuse to join the peace process for a while, he will proceed without them. Sadat has broken logjam in the Middle East, it is said. In his trip to Jerusalem, it was historic. He got the Carter administration, this is an American viewpoint, by the way, he got the Carter administration to stop thinking only of comprehensive settlement, which has always been unrealistic, and to focus on what is impossible, or what is possible. But he got Begin, dictator of Israel, to think the unthinkable and to act on it, that is to disband the settlement in occupied territory, although it has not yet been done. So this is much wishful thinking. It has unleashed a new dynamic and new vision, says Voice of America, and it at him at least a change to normality for the first time, so says Voice of America. As you know, there's been a new round of strategic arm limitation talks with U.S. Secretary of State and Gromyko, the Foreign Affairs Minister. Mr. Gromyko is greatly concerned that if the resumption of the Geneva Mideast Peace Conference does not immediately take place, and he warned against what he calls super deals and U.S. plans for military bases in the Sinai, he said there will be nuclear war. All this, he said, is being done at the expense of the poor Arabs. An ambassador in Lusaka for Somalia has claimed that Ethiopia is planning an invasion of Somalia, but other news broadcasts, Radio Netherlands and Sweden, both not in the Soviet bloc, say it's another hue and cry, a propaganda device for the USA to begin to inflame more activities and more mercenaries to attack Ethiopia. The Ethiopians said they will call in as many Cubans and socialists, Cubans and Soviet soldiers that they need to resist this attempt, this new attempt of Somalia to invade their territory. Ethiopia is a black regime, as you know. Rhodesian Prime Minister flew to South Africa Tuesday, but is not expected to engage in political talks during his visit. The trip, described as a short political visit, will include a talk to an industry group in Durban and a possible courtesy call on John Foster, who resigned as Prime Minister last week, although he still will be one of the ruling powers in the background scene. South Africa's ruling National Party holds a caucus on Thursday to choose a successor to Mr. Voister. Meanwhile, in Salisbury, bomb disposal experts exploded a device found near Prime Minister Smith's office. It almost got him. Well, that's almost too bad. Syrian President met with King Hussein in Oman. They have completely denounced the agreements made in the Camp Summit agreements with Egypt, USA, and Israel, accusing those who were part of the real resistance, part of the problem, who had had their territory taken over by Israel, as not being involved. The Sahara Liberation Movement says its forces have killed some 3,500 Moroccan fascist soldiers and captured several others in a clash this Thursday in the Western Sahara. The Polisario statement issued in Algiers, you know, the Battle of Algiers that all should listen to, we should look at it every now and then, renew the spirit of revolution in our heart, also said that its forces killed some 700 other Moroccan soldiers in a series of operations earlier this month. The statement went on to accuse the Moroccan Air Force of using napalm and phosphorus bombs obtained, of course, you know where, with our tax dollars from the United States. And then some of you say you have no guilt. I don't know how, because all of you, if you were a child even and bought a lollipop, you paid taxes on it that went to help buy these bombs. In its operations against Polisario forces, the Algerian Polisario Front, a Marxist nationalist front, is fighting for independence for the Western Sahara. Western Sahara is the last bastion of U.S. and her imperialist lackeys' control of Africa. The Western Sahara, up in the northwest, is still an area. That's how big our beautiful continent, the origin of our people, is. It's bigger than just the upper northwest Sahara. West Sahara is bigger than the United States again, double, practically. So that's how big Africa is, and that's what we need to look with pride and teach our children. All of our children, when guests come, should be able to tell them that when all the world was under Ice Age in Timbuktu, all children should be taught this by the teachers. That should be made a mandatory part of the lessons for testing as they go through the dinner line, please. If I speak to Reb, that in Timbuktu, while all the world was under the Ice Age, doctors were giving smallpox vaccinations, making dental plates, and doing cataract surgery. That's how advanced our great African heritage was. Anyway, Michael Blumenthal, U.S. Treasury Secretary, says the U.S. is in somewhat difficulty. I would think so, with $7 million of deficit. $7,000 million, excuse me, please. Can you imagine if you're operating your home and you owed $7,000 million in any hope of getting out of debt? That shows you how bad it is. British Chancellor presented an optimistic picture of his country's economy, but too admitted that the deficits were, there was no way in sight to overcome the deficit spending. Foreign ministers of the five Western nations have negotiated for the independence of Namibia and call on the United Nations Security Council to vote on the proposal this week. However, despite South Africa's rejection of the plan, and also SWAPO, who says unless there are guarantees of total and complete free elections and the return of Walvis Bay, South, and so, as you know, that proposal was voted against by the Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia. South African politicians and clergymen have criticized the World Council of Churches grant to SWAPU. We need to also praise them in large numbers, one world, because they've carried articles favorable to us all over the world. It goes, one world. That's the World Council of Churches. They've given several hundreds of thousands of aid to SWAPU, Southwest African People's Organization. Sometimes it's strange enough that even though the churches are the opium of the people, the best of the socialist lot will work their way up to the hierarchy. I've seen this happen before. At least it's a courageous stand. We need to give as much backing into it as possible. Continuing. Cuba and Algeria have signed an agreement to begin a shipping and commercial agreement between the two countries that will make them close allies. The shipping is needed because of growing freight between Cuba and Algeria, who are close allies. Air flights are expected to begin soon. The Ghana news agency reported that former Prime Minister of Ghana, Dr. Gosia, was buried in his hometown of Wenche, central Ghana, Sunday. Dr. Gosia was 65 years old and died on August 28th in Oxford, England. There were 3 days of national mourning in Ghana for his death. Dr. Gosia was a left-of-center prime minister from September 1969. He held power through January 72 when he was overthrown by a right-wing military coup. That means a military takeover. Zambia security forces have launched a new campaign to round up aliens living in Lusaka and other Zambian towns. Zambian Home Affairs ministers said that 3,500 aliens have been sent back to their own country and 1,400 will follow later this week. He also said Zambian urban up and sent to reconstruction centers that they will not take city jobs, they will work on collectives. Last month, the government of Zambia forces detained some 4,000 foreigners in shanty compounds during a crime wave and rising unemployment. You know, China, in one sense of redemption to it, does give full support to Zambia, Tanzania, who have been bravely, Tanzania particularly, bravely anti-U.S. imperialist, and Mozambique. Federal authorities are continuing an investigation in Southern California on the plane crash that killed at least 150 persons yesterday. The accident occurred when the Pacific Southwest jetliner collided with a small private plane and plunged into a residential district in Southern California. It was the worst aircraft disaster ever known in U.S. history. Officials say that both pilots were warned that they were entering in the same flight path, and both radioed back that they had each other in the sight before they fell to the ground. It's been noted for some time, as walkouts have been taken by radio controllers at airports, that there's air traffic and it is not safe to really fly planes. Passengers and freight train service have come to a halt throughout the U.S. today as the East Coast Railway strikes spread across the nation. The spokesman for the railway clerk said the action has shut down about two-thirds of the country's railway service. Trains in the heavily populated corridor from Boston to Washington are not yet affected by the strike. In the closing headlines, Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko became ill today while addressing the United Nations. It's too bad because he's been considered by some to be the successor to Brezhnev, the great leader of the Communist Party of the USSR. He had to be helped in the General Assembly in New York to the platform by two other delegates, but he continued his speech. Somalian ambassador in Lusaka, as I said, claims Ethiopia is planning an invasion on Somalia, but this is another trumped-up U.S. imperialist propaganda, said the Ethiopian embassy in London, and it only means that USA plans more provocations against Ethiopia, the black nation that is socialist in Africa, at the Horn of Africa. Know where your map is. I'll be testing you again on your map. Moscow, this is Radio Moscow Broadcasting. Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko advises other countries to step up action in favor of relaxation and peace. Excuse me for just a moment there, of delay answering something. Iranian Foreign Minister has completely condemned the Camp David agreements. Complete surprise, the Shah of Iran has absolutely condemned the United States for the agreement between Begin, dictator of Israel, and Sadat, dictator of Egypt and USA. Court martials of Rhodesian racists are trying to stop the just struggle for their death sentences. Because if they receive court martials, it'll probably be just only a few weeks or months. And that's typically what happens in that country that could not fight another day, because the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, that all of you must know, controls 97% of Rhodesia, which is led by that white racist Ian Smith. But the true leaders are Robert Mugabe, and he is a Marxist-Leninist, and his close ally, Joshua Nkoma. Somalia plans aggression against neighboring Ethiopia, says the Soviet Union. The United States is trying to uphold the Somozian regime in Nicaragua. This is charged by Sweden, even the Netherlands, and Belgium. China is planning on border skirmishes with Vietnam, anything to carry out its doctrine of three worlds, based on the absolute that nuclear war is to come within months. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. Soviet Foreign Gromyko has urged other countries to step up action in favor of relaxation and peace before it's too late and nuclear war comes. Touching on the Middle East, he said that a comprehensive settlement can only be reached on the basis of joint efforts of all parties concerned, and that separate deals can only detract from the solution of the problem. The minister favored total elimination of colonization and racism in Africa by U.S. and its lackeys. He called the existence of colonial rule in Rhodesia, Namibia, South Africa, barbaric. The Iranian minister has sharply criticized the separate agreement between Egypt and Israel concluded at Camp David. He called them complete sellouts to the Arab people. The minister was speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, that is the minister, ambassador for Iran, the Shah of Iran. He said the agreements that has ignored the rights of the Palestinian people, the Arab people, and a just Middle East settlement is impossible without insurance of these rights. The Camp David deal was condemned by the Arab countries. These are Syria, Algeria, Libya, Democratic Yemen, and even North Yemen, and the Palestinian Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Liberation Front. Somalia's rulers have not given up their country's plans with regard to Ethiopia. Their camps in northern Somalia are being trained with mercenaries provided by the United States. More of our tax dollars to make our stomach turn and cause guilt, if you have any conscience at all, and cause us to work to get our people out of that hellhole of freedom, out of that hellhole to freedom while we can. As we saw, again, that sad and tragic picture last evening on the golden years. We should not want one of our seniors or anyone to have to live, as far as that goes. Alienation exists for not only the old, but the middle years and the young. No one cares, and everyone's in danger of mugging, in danger of gangs, in danger of arsonists, in dangers of accidents, not to mention the dangers of genocide by the madman Brzezinski that runs USA, the true ruler, the Trilateral Commission. Not to mention also the disasters of earthquakes and all that that we do not have here. We have no hurricanes, no cyclones. We have almost forgotten the name of them. No tornadoes, no typhoons, or no hurricanes. One of the few places in the world that have absolutely no natural disasters. 3,000 U.S. mercenaries are being trained, says Radio Moscow, for an invasion into Ethiopia. Moscow News, over a good part of the country, it is introduced, bordering on Zambia and several regions in the immediate vicinity of Salisbury. spokesman of the Army headquarters threatened to introduce new preventative actions against independent African countries supporting the liberation struggle of the Zimbabwean people. This is the quote of Moscow against the mental case, the mental, maniacal, oriented Jan Smith. Norway's foreign minister has urged the United Nations to introduce economic sanctions against the racist regime of South Africa. That is another breakthrough because Norway is a member of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the lackey of U.S. imperialism. So they want sanctions immediate that ignore Security Council decisions on Namibia. Speaking at a political discussion at the General Assembly, the representative of Norway called on the world community to increase support to the struggle of South African nations against racism and apartheid and condemn U.S. commercial interest and aid that is being given, the only thing that is possible for the Rhodesian fascist white regime and the Union of South African concentration camp regime to be upheld. Japanese foreign minister favor of the summit meeting, but with reservations, in line with the United Nations decisions, democratic elections under supervision of the organization, and granting truly independence to Namibians. They are hesitant, though, about U.S. plans for Namibia. They feel that Africa must be, says Japan, assured Union of South Africa that they will not be able to infringe upon the pure independence of the Namibian people. We're listening to a daily roundup of the news and comments from Radio Moscow. The United States is trying to keep in power the Somoza regime in Nicaragua. They tried to stir up the Costa Rican military right, but the left seems to predominate and had no success, and the people resisted it. In fact, Costa Rica is giving haven to some of the refugees from troubled Nicaragua. It is a horrible thing that's happening there. Horrible thing. Jordan held talks with the Arab League and promised also help to Somoza. Jordan said Somoza could by no means hold power without the help of the American weapons that are being sent by our tax dollars. Instructors and mercenaries from the U.S. CIA, the authorities in Nicaragua, are continuing to violently suppress the population. Over the past 2 weeks alone, over 100,000 prisoners were killed and tortured in punitive operations by the U.S. backing the dread Somozan regime of Nicaragua has been in power for 44 years after the U.S. Marine invaded illegally Nicaragua and put the Somoza family in power. Major cities are being destroyed. Thousands and thousands of people are being forced to leave the country. Newspapers has reported the concentration of Chinese troops along their common borders. Newspapers of Hanoi. They have at their disposal hundreds of tanks and aircrafts. During September, the newspapers say that Chinese have been constantly violating the borders. Fishermen, territorial water mine bed, provocations were staged against the border guard. Beijing is also trying to send thousands of ethnic Chinese who have literally left Vietnam back to their country to carry out subversive activities. Some authorities say also that the people, the Chinese that they first welcomed in, are not welcome now because they're not accustomed to the collective lifestyle that China's domestic communism has, which is good. Just terrible that in a nuclear age, you don't have time to work through the nationalism, the chauvinism that was caused by the Boxer Rebellion and the Opium Wars that caused the Chinese to distrust the white man. In Britain, already 600,000 employees of the Ford Motor Factories are on strike. The walkout began on Friday. The participation demands higher pay and better working conditions. The owners have the support of the government that prove that the growth of wages and salaries. The Labor Cabinet adopted a proposal on their behalf. At the time, it was supported by Labor Party leadership because the government assured it would keep inflation rates under control. Now, however, a trade union, social contract as it is called, was only a means of shifting the burden of the economic crisis on the shoulders of the British workers. The Soviet Union has condemned the NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, lackeys of USA, General Secretary Joseph Lung, for start releasing neutron weapons, what the Air Force USA jokingly called their nigger bomb, that's planned for every black ghetto, Indian reservation, and Asian ghetto in USA, or other poor white areas that they don't want, because it can be controlled within yards distance. As I said, controlled so accurately, not a piece of paper will be burned, no, not even a curtain will be moved, but every living person will be bombarded with so much radiation that they will die, all living beings, animals and human. Anyway, the Soviet says that they condemn the USA and the NATO allies for putting neutron weapons in German hands, and a German Western radio station also condemned the use of the neutron bomb. They urged the American president not to defer decision on the manufacture, however. The German government did. West German, which prides itself as being fascist now, the inheritors of neo-Nazism, the Third Reich, Hitler's Third Reich, of these weapons, and to deploy them in Western Europe, regardless of the views of the United States allies on the matter.